AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried walked out of a Manhattan courthouse this afternoon.
The parents of the founder and former CEO of trading platform FTX agreed to sign a $250 million bond. Bankman-Fried will stay in their California home as he awaits trial on charges of swindling investors and looting customer deposits. In court, federal prosecutor Nicholas Roos said Bankman-Fried perpetrated a fraud of epic proportions. The judge also required Bankman-Fried to wear an electronic monitoring bracelet. He did not speak during the hearing except to answer the judge. Carolyn Ellison, the former chief executive of Bankman-Fried's trading firm Alameda Research, and FTX co-founder Gary Wang have pleaded guilty to charges including wire fraud, securities fraud, and commodities fraud. I'm Ed Donahue.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now."
That was Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide in the Trump White House, testifying to the January 6th committee. In closed-door testimony made public today, Hutchinson recounted how those in the former president's circle dangled job opportunities and financial assistance to keep her from saying much to the panel. On Capitol Hill today, the Senate passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill. It includes aid for Ukraine and now goes to the House. That winter storm moving across the country even has President Biden issuing warnings.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid.
As he received a briefing on the storm,
it was dangerous and threatening.
The president urged holiday travelers to bump up their itineraries.
Leave now.
Saying he's told his staff to do the same.
They can talk to me on the phone. It's not life and death, but it will be if they don't get out. They may not get out.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The government's final estimate of third quarter economic growth, unexpectedly strong, 3.2%. Stocks fell on the news. This is AP News. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban is drawing condemnation for banning women from attending universities. Karen Chamas has a look at the situation.
About two dozen brave women chant on the streets of Kabul, fighting for their rights to a higher education. In a second clip, the woman filming the protest on her phone turns to the camera. "The Taliban turned our demonstrations into violence. The girls were beaten and whipped. We ran away. Some girls were arrested. I don't know what will happen." The protest comes days after Afghanistan's Taliban rulers ordered women nationwide to stop attending private and public universities. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu called the ban neither Islamic nor humane. Despite initially promising a more moderate rule respecting the rights for women and minorities, the Taliban have widely implemented their interpretation of Islamic laws since they seized power in August 2021. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.